It's 88.5 Nick Halko, your host, and happy to welcome back to the studios here the assembled forces of Wildorado, Colton, Tyler, Max, and Justin. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. We love being here.
It's good to see you. I know you're going to play a couple of songs for us, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on and what's coming up. But what are you going to start with?
This is Surefire.
The new single.
Yeah, the newest single.
All right.
This song's called Morning Light. And I exactly where I am. But tonight,
it's Will Dorado. Great to see you guys. Second song you just played for us, Morning Light, from the second EP, I think, right? Latigo? Yep. And then the other one that you started off with is the new single that just came out a month or so ago called Surefire. As I mentioned at the beginning, you were here about a year or so ago. In fact, I was just looking. It was last May, first time around that I met you.
Wow.
Anyway. Wow. And it feels like I've known you much longer, to be honest with you, because we've met and hung out a few times now, professionally.
Yeah.
And why don't we catch up a little bit with what you've been up to since the last time you were here? I know that you've been on tour relentlessly with all sorts of amazing people. Mm-hmm. What did you take from those days on the road back into the studio working on new material? Because I know you've got the single, but you're also working on an album for next year, right? So what have you been up to?
Yeah, I'm specifically to that question. I think one of the most fun parts of touring with other bands is listening to someone else's music every single night in a live fashion. So in the way that you kind of know the artist wants it to be heard, it's really inspiring. And we've been lucky to go out with some pretty inspiring and talented artists, and every time we do, I feel like I end up writing something that's just completely inspired by whoever we were just with. So it's a fun thing to go and listen to their songs and listen to their train of thought, and even listen to the way they play chords and the way they put together structures, and I always try to take something away from that and to maybe developing my own songwriting and what Will Dorado does.
So if I mention some of the names of the bands that you've been out with in the last year or so, I know that I think last time we talked, you'd just done Lindsey Buckingham, mm-hmm. which I remember you telling me about was just like such an amazing experience for you. But most recently, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, I think a few months ago, that you were very excited about. You told me that you'd had a great time on the road with those guys. I know you've been out with Band of Horses as well. Let me ask you then, out of all the people that have inspired you on the road in the last year or two, is there anyone in particular that really changed the way you thought about how you write or perform?
Honestly, Matt Quinn in Mount Joy. He
of course made, I didn't mention that one. Yeah, but last time you were in town, you were with Mount Joy.
Yeah, and we've got a whole month with them and
right.
dates in October and November. Yeah, you want me to expand on that? I mean, he's just such a beautiful songwriter. I thought he kind of perfectly does the simplicity thing, but in a way that makes you kind of look into your own life and wonder, you know, what am I doing? I guess that's what I kept thinking when I was listening to him sing for some reason.
As a musician or in life in general?
In both. Yeah, in lots of times it was kind of it was also just really cool to hear. The way that he put together songs, where there was no formula. I've in the last year, it seems like there's been, I've just kind of been open up to this world that everybody seems to be writing songs with the same formula. But I think Matt does it in a way that's just really story based, and he allows each moment to kind of be its own thing rather than just needing to do a intro verse chorus sort of deal.
You and I were talking a couple of months ago about the formula that is out there, I guess, for hit singles mm-hmm. these days, where, you know, people sit down and they go, okay, this has got to go there, that's got to go there, and
yeah,
this there and that person on there. And you were saying to me that, you know, you just don't want to particularly work like that. You want to just feel the songs as they come, because that's a real Will Dorado song, right?
Yeah, and I guess more so than being ex-formula is it's just was so interesting to see how many people just think the exact same way, especially kind of profound writers. But I just couldn't get over how Mount Joy, I just love their songs so much. And hearing them live was so much more, I mean, I loved the record, but it was just so much more deep, and it just made sense to me. And I think his voice is incredible. He's just an incredible artist. He's really inspiring to me.
So I know you've been working on new material, and there is an album hopefully on the horizon for next year, right? So where you're at within that process?
We're still just, I think what we want to do, we haven't put out a full LP before, so we're just wanting to make sure that it's cohesive and it's all the right songs. So we're still just compiling and getting kind of tunes in the bank.
What are you going to play for us to wrap this up?
This is a song called Favors. It was the title track off the last little EP we put out.
Right. Well, it's great to see you guys again. Thank you so
man,
much.
Thank you so much for always having us.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Will Dorado on the Nick Harcourt Show. It is 88.5. They're going to take us out to the top of the hour. So my thanks for everybody who helped put this together today. The band, obviously, for being here. Tristan and Matt for engineering. And Will Dorado taking us out with Favors.
say.